Nikki and DeMello for breakfast. 97.3 Coast FM.
Wake up. Do it. Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Coast FM.
So big news on the banking front. Bankwest is going digital only by the end of the year. So they plan to close all their branches in WA by October. So that's about 60.
Yeah.
Well, most will close. About 15 will become Commonwealth banks, but the rest will shut.
Yeah.
Look, if they put all of those staff into a call centre, that could maybe make things sort of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's quite a few banks that have gone that way. ING's been
well,
that
ING's
way for
never.
A while.
I don't know. Has it ever had branches, ING?
I don't know. I think it used to.
I'm not sure. But
with Bendigo, who doesn't have any. I mean, there's a couple of branches around, but there's no ATMs or anything, mostly online. Like, yeah, it just seems everything's kind of going that way, doesn't it?
And as they say, like, fewer than 2% of customers visited a branch for them regularly, and 97% of transactions now happen online.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the way we deal with cash, you know?
No one uses it, so no one accepts that, and then people get angry about it. It's like, well, it's just a majority thing, isn't
it? Yeah, eventually it's going to disappear because people don't use it, and it's the same with banks. Although anyone that's actually gone into a bank branch of recent times would be quite frustrated, no doubt. Comparing it to back in the day when you'd line up and there'd be seven tellers that you could all go to, it's not quite like that now. Well, it certainly won't be like that at all. But, this is going to be big for some people.
Mm.
And in smaller towns.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be quite a process because, I mean, people still do use money. And if you need to take your takings in somewhere, where is it going to go? Is it the post office? Is that sometimes? I don't know. This will be tricky times.
Yeah.
But it is the way of the future, it seems. So, look, that's one of many controversial things. So we need some potentially good money news here. Apparently Labor's announced they're going to pay super on government-funded paid parental leave after the next election. First of all, that's not a thing? Did they not?
Yeah, I thought that too. I was like, oh, so these, well, I think obviously 90-something percent of it would be women on maternity leave with kids for years. Like, you know, some women don't go back to work for a very long time and then they're getting nothing during that time when they were on maternity leave and then nothing still. It's a long time to, you know, have a gap with nothing going into your super.
Well, I mean, you also talk about, you know, the gender pay gap.
Yeah.
Like, well, there's a reason right there if you're not paying superannuation on parental leave. Apparently it's not required. Some employers do pay it, but ironically enough, generally the government don't.
Yeah.
Like, of all the people. Like, yeah, I mean, it's due anyway. Yeah, so
definitely.
Yeah, that's something good. And this is odd. Virgin Australia is set to become the first airline in the country to allow pets in cabins on domestic flights from next
year. Emotional support pets?
No.
Just any old pet?
Just small cats and dogs.
Okay.
Who need to be able to fit into an airline-approved carrier, but they don't need to go in the hold anymore.
Oh. Did you book a seat for them?
These are questions that you'll need to take up with Virgin.
Can you imagine? Like, I've just got this extra bag. It's my dog.
I want it in the overhead compartment.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't want to put it in the overhead. So I'd want him to go on the seat next to me.
I guess you would.
You'd have to
Surely you'd have to buy a seat. Are we getting to the point where, you know, like some airlines, there's going to be chickens loose in the cabin? Is that what we're going to? Goats and chickens and just farm livestock generally?
Livestock roaming.
Virgin. Saving you.
Oh, dear.
Saving you all the issues of having to move your stock from paddock to paddock. We'll do it by plane. Anyway, that sounds kind of nice. There's hotels that let you take pets nowadays. Why not on a plane?
I suppose.
Now, a principal in Japan's been fired after allegedly being caught underpaying for his coffee multiple times. The 59-year-old junior high head was reportedly busted pouring himself a large-sized coffee while only paying for a regular-sized coffee at the self-service machine in a convenience store. Now, the store clerk noticed and stopped the man and called the police. And get this.
The police.
And get this. The store didn't press charges, but word got back to the school, which apparently led to him being fired. Board cited gross misconduct unbecoming of an educational public servant.
Wow.
No wonder Japan is the land of self-service retail, where, like, there's entire noodle shops where, you know, they require you to be honest about putting your toppings on your things, and they can quite happily do it. You can go in there at 3 o'clock in the morning and serve yourself.
Because you're too terrified.
Exactly.
To do anything wrong.
Could you imagine how much more honest everyone would be at the self-service checkouts if your job was on the line, if you didn't get the right tomato in there? It's like, sorry, is that a gourmet or a trust tomato?
Oh. I'm pretty sure it was a trust.
Coast FM scoreboard with Scotty Cummings.
Well, somehow footy is back with the opening round of the 2024 AFL season kicking off tonight. Scott Cummings, did I miss something? Did this happen a bit quicker than usual?
Good morning. Great to be with you again. Possibly. That sort of snuck up. It is a bit early. But that's what happens when the AFL marketing trust decides that round zero is going to be a great idea. Let's go with that. And we'll only play four games, and we'll play them all in the northern states of New South Wales and Queensland. But anyway, you know what? The good thing is footy's back, and we've got four really interesting, intriguing games to kick it off. But just 10 teams will have a bye and sit it out, and they'll join in next week.
So how did they decide who plays first? Because I feel like it's a disadvantage to play first, because obviously every other team gets another week of pre-season preparation.
I'd rather play first. I don't need another week of pre-season. That's a horrible time. You just want to get straight into it. But everyone's on the same boat. Everything changes, I think, when when the real stuff starts. I mean, you can run 50 k's a day and not be ready for a game of footy. You know, that's why they play these intra-club matches, just to try and get those hits. You know, you get a hit, you get up, you get a hit again, you get up and keep running. But nothing really prepares you properly for a real game of footy. So they're all on the same page. But I think they've just decided that they're going to attack the New South Wales market and the Queensland market while the NRL was concentrating on Las Vegas. And,
try
and sneak on up there. But we've got a couple of good games, obviously, starting tonight with Sydney taking on the D's. And the D's have had a horrible pre-season, haven't they? They've had an off-field issue after off-field issue. Joel Smith with his drug ban. How much further is that going to go? Clayton Oliver's issues, the club culture. This season couldn't come quick enough for them. They just want to get into it. So really even game tonight. A lot of people tipping Sydney to go well. I reckon the D's will galvanise and get a great away win to start with.
All right. And then what, tomorrow, Lions and Carlton. So, does last year's performance sort of lean into anything when you look at these things? You'd think Lions would have a crack.
No, the Lions will be almost impossible to beat at the Gabba this year, I think. And obviously the replay of the prelim final from last year. But Carlton, without their best midfielder, probably Sam Walsh, and their best defender in Jacob Wiedering, as I said, it doesn't matter if you're at full strength, it's going to be very hard to beat Brisbane at the Gabba. And that would be a lock. If you're playing one of those competitions where you've got to tip a dead set winner every round, Brisbane would be a lock this week.
Okay.
All right. And then Saturday, the last two games, Gold Coast and Richmond and GWS and Collingwood. Either of those games to look out for? I know it's round one.
Well, there's interesting one there. You got the Suns and the AFL have put Damien Hardwick, obviously his first game coaching the Suns, and he's put his old side up against him. and people expecting the Gold Coast Suns with a new coach to rise up the ladder. But unfortunately, the coach doesn't take the marks and lay the tackles and do the chasing. He will have an impact up there. There's no doubt about it. Damien Hardwick's a very good coach. And the Suns, I think the Suns will win. I'll back them to beat Richmond. But not many people, including myself, are expecting much from Richmond this week. But that's the intrigue. Damien Hardwick coaching against his old side that he took to three premierships and get a bit of interest on the Gold Coast. But I think the Suns kick off their season with a win.
All right. And then, I mean, look, obviously we won't talk about local sides because they're not going to play until next week. Mm. But are you going to make our grand final prediction here and now? The round zero, who's going to play?
I'm going to stick with the repeat of Brisbane v Collingwood and the Pies to go back-to-back. There you go. There's a way to make yourself look really stupid. The Pies obviously playing. Pies are playing GWS Saturday night. I missed that one. Sorry, guys. I think GWS are going to be really good this year. So will the Pies. They'll be tough to beat. I'm going to tip GWS against my beloved Pies tomorrow on Saturday night. But both sides are going to feature really heavily this season.
All right.
Okay, there you have it.
It's underway, ladies and gentlemen.
You may as well get the tat now, Scotty.
Back-to-back tat. Yeah. That's a way to condemn a team, isn't it? Yeah, get ahead of yourself and do that sort of thing. But anyway, I'm looking forward to a great season. And hopefully our WA teams can be a bit better as well.
All right. Well, look into them when we hit next week. And we are away, as always. Scotty Cummings, good to catch up, mate.
Looking forward to a great year with you guys. We'll talk next week.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Mantra Pirates Rugby Club have their open registration fun day Sunday from 11 o'clock. Now, if you're thinking about playing, this is your chance to find out more. It's happening at the Oval in Meadow Springs. There might even be some Force people there as well, Western Force folks. Info at the What's On section of coastlive.com.au. March 7 is Plant Power Day.
Plant power.
That's right. Transform into a plant and encourage you to try and have a plant-based diet today.
Okay.
Yeah. Or at the very least, try to include more plants into your meals. Mm. And don't forget, vodka is made of grain or potato.
All right. So if all else fails, get some vodka in here. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think I said those words.
That's what I'm gathering from that.
Okay, well, that's your brain. That's not me. And it's also Alexander Graham Bell Day today, celebrating the telephone.
Yeah.
Now, think about it, the phone really has transformed humanity, even the old wired ones when you think about it. Like, imagine going from just letters or, you know, telegrams, like an expensive messaging that uses a code that most people don't understand, to being able to talk to people.
Crazy.
That in itself would have been a pretty big move.
It would have been mind-blowing, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
The first time you picked up a phone and someone else's voice was at the end that wasn't within metres of you.
Within the room. You couldn't see them. Crazy.
Mind-blowing.
Let alone where we're at with smartphones now. Like, phones have just continued to transform the world, haven't
they?
We
can see people from the other side of the world like they're right in front of you on a screen.
It's a camera. Yeah. It's so many things, you know? Madness. Anyway, celebrate the phone today. Maybe put it down for a little bit today.
That's probably a good option.
Nikki and DeMello's.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Riddle me this.
Ah, yes, Thursday riddle time, and in the zone is Kirby from Ravenswood this morning. G'day, Kirby.
Hi.
Hey, welcome along. So, riddling action going on, jigsaw-style block-building prize action, plus-plus. That's what they're called up for grabs, thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. What would be the first thing you build with these things?
I don't know. Safe house, probably.
Nice.
All right. You could be doing that on Friday if you win it.
Boom.
You just have to solve this. I am the beginning of the end and the end of time and space. I am essential to creation and I surround every place. What am I?
The letter E.
The letter E.
I'm the beginning of the end. I'm the end of time and space. They both end with an E.
That's how you spell it, yep.
I am essential to creation.
I see.
And I surround every place. It starts with an E. Place ends with an E. It's the letter E.
Look at him, he's got it.
Good job. In the draw you go. Woo-hoo. Could be winning tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's You're welcome, right. Kirby. You have a great day and keep an ear out because it goes off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. 97.3
Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Go! Seagulls Outdoor Furniture will never be beaten on price. See Seagulls Outdoor Furniture at Mandurah Home City and we'll never be beaten on price either. That's why you'll never pay for the entertainment report.
Never ever.
Here's Nikki.
Thank you. JT is teasing a new song. Ooh. He's posted this to Twitter.
So vivid, can I live it? Yeah. Even when you're out of focus, I can see you working. Your silhouette got all the fears. Feels like picture perfect. I wish you'd come closer. Meet me under the light. So I
let's make love in Technicolor.
Nice.
That will be the second single from his upcoming album, Everything I Thought It Was, which is out next week on March 15. So there you go, new Justin Timberlake on the way. Colin Farrell is returning to TV in the new series Sugar. He plays private detective John Sugar, who is investigating the disappearance of the granddaughter of a Hollywood producer. As he tries to determine what happened to her, he unearths family secrets, old and new. Here's the trailer.
Are you following me, John Sugar?
I need your help.
There's more to you than meets the eye.
Is there?
You have secrets.
I can't stop. She's out there somewhere. Someone once said, tip the world on its side, and everything loose lands in Los Angeles. After all this time, is this place starting to turn me upside down?
Oh, there you go.
Sugar premieres on April 5th on Apple TV Plus. Camila Cabello has teased new music. She posted a video to Twitter with the caption, "Coming sooner than you think," with this.
Oh my God.
And the clip has her kind of hanging her head out the door or out the window of a car while it's driving.
Yeah, it sounds like you need to give the radio a good smack.
It does.
Stuck. It also sounds a little bit Charlie XCX. I don't know, that's kind of her style. Okay. So I don't know, we'll have to wait and see. But new Camila Cabello on the way soon. And our very own Kylie Minogue has received her very own Barbie doll.
Wow.
Kylie has been honoured by Mattel with her own figure representing her already iconic Padam Padam look as a part of International Women's Day. Tomorrow she joins Shania Twain, Helen Mirren and Viola Davis to also receive their dolls. Kylie wrote on Insta, "Baby Kylie would not believe this is happening right now. Thank you, Barbie."
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.